Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts public safety officials are defending the way that women attorneys are searched at state prisons. The Women's Bar Association of Massachusetts says it's heard from several attorneys who say they were improperly searched when trying to visit their clients in prison. Attorney Patty DeJunis says when she tried to visit a client at MCI Norfolk this week, supervisors at the prison pulled her aside because her underwire bra set off the metal detectors.
So as I always do, I agreed to a wand search, the handheld scanner, and that confirmed that, to the extent that there was any metal on my person, that's the area that it was in. And for some reason, instead of letting me go through, the ship lieutenant insisted that I be patted down to see if I had any weapons on me. Having agreed to the pat-down search, I'm brought behind a curtain where there's two female guards, and one of them told me to lift up my top to where my breasts were, to move my bra away from my body and shake it. And at that point, I said, that's not a pat-down search, that's a strip search, and absolutely not. I refuse to comply with this.
Although DeJunis was able to see her client in prison and was not searched, she wrote to the State Executive Office of Public Safety and Security saying that that proposed search would have been illegal.
The only way that they're allowed to ask for a pat-down search of an attorney is if there's an unexplained source of metal on our bodies.
Attorney Janet Pumphrey complained of invasive searches at the same prison in 2006. She says she went through hours of waiting and several searches to see clients.
MCI Norfolk is the only one with this kind of a humiliating process. After my letter in 2006, it got better, and then I've recently heard that it started up again.
Attorney Rosemary Scapiccio says she filed suit alleging similar problems more than a decade ago. She says she settled that suit but is not permitted to discuss the terms of the settlement, except to say that she was then allowed to see her incarcerated clients. Sarah Wunsch, Deputy Legal Director of the ACLU of Massachusetts, says these searches not only infringe on attorneys' rights, but they also affect their ability to provide counsel.
It makes it harder for attorneys to go meet with their clients if they think they're going to be subjected to searches like this. This is not just a little pat-down. These essentially are strip searches, and I don't think men are being asked to drop their drawers and shake their private parts.
The Executive Office of Public Safety and Security issued a statement saying, quote, Department of Correction officers followed the proper procedure for entry into MCI Norfolk. At no point did Attorney DeJunis move or remove any clothing, and she was allowed to meet with her client.